kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula sa Ballarat, kasalukuyang naghahanda para sa nalalapit na exhibit niya sa Pilipinas, Jokno Pasilan. Magandang araw!
Magandang araw, Maridel.
At maraming salamat sa panahon mo.
Maraming salamat din for the having your guest, no, for your program.
So,
sa mga nakikinig yan.
Naimpake na natin yung mga paintings natin na padala na sa Pilipinas.
Yung iba na padala na, yung iba na pick up na, yung some of it, na karulyo, which is I will
hand carry. Yan, sa lipad mo, yes. Sa darating na linggo.
Oo, kasama sa lipad. Oh.
At napakadami, samot-saring mga gawain ang nakita ko sa yung preview sa Backyard Studio. Nakakatuwa kasi una kong napansin yung mga maliliit na mga larawan o painting na ginawa mo. Parang triangulo siya. At nakwento mo, ito yung konseptong nabuo noong pandemya?
Yes, most of that small work. Kasi parang, you know, well, may ka makalabas, so everyday you just have to create works. So I focus in one size of canvas. And then keep just doing paint, you know, or painting it without really an idea what kind of, whatever it goes. So the parang allegory.
Kaya,
painting. Yeah.
Kaya ba medyo dark yung mga maraming mga larawan doon? Medyo dark yung aura niya?
Oo, may mga, you know, you're listening to the news, patay, may mga ganyan. You know, it's really sad. It's really, so I think sometimes it reflects to you if you're in your studio working on that. It's very, it's more kind of an internal work because wala kang sinusundan. It's all just in your head.
Kahit nga yung aso mo, di ba dapat usually yung aso masaya, medyo dark din yung litrato ng aso mo dun eh.
So, karamihan naman sa probinsya, yung mga aso malungkot eh. Sinisipa yung iba eh.
Pero ang napansin ko rin, yung mga painting mo, pinagsama-sama mo siya at parang bahay ng mga manok. Tama ba?
Yeah. That's the idea kasi ang pamagat ng title ng show ko ay Suitcase Island, di ba? Kasi parang bagay yung we are the Filipino, marami tayong mga kababayan, di going out in the country, you know, to find job or to support the family. Because we don't have much in our own. So, maraming ganun, pero parang suitcase, na, you know, tapos yung painting ng mga malalaki, it reflects to that yung mga countryside, yung mga bahay. And most of that images that I paint, it's all my images collection that I've been working earlier before. Uh-huh. Like mga sa barangay, mga pagandahan ng bahay, and all that. So sometimes I encounter a bahay sira sa typhoon, tapos may bangka. Yung mga ganyan, yung... So I kind of collect that and then I translate it into a painting in a bigger scale.
Yung isa sa malalaki mong painting nakita ko, meron siyang parang bahay kubo. Pero sa harap ng bahay kubo, may rimowa.
Oo. Kasi,
mamahaling diba, maleta.
Ganun na yung new forms of corruption eh. Ang pera, hindi na sa bangko, nasa maleta na eh.
So, yun din
tapos
yung
may ballot box. It's parang may narrative konti, no? Yung merong bahay kubo dyan, tapos merong aso, merong... So, it is... Parang nakikita ko nga parang ano eh, parang movie. You try to tell story in a painting. So that small paintings that set up like a bahay na mga manok, that will be kind of goes with that idea. Kasi if you go to this province, especially in Negros, there's a big farms of chicken roaster, you know, fighting cock.
Yun
ang mga makikita, mga breeding. Yung makikita mo, yung mga ganyan.
Marami din kasi nung nagtatrabaho sa ibang bansa, pero pinapadala yung pera para tustusan yung mga ganong negosyo, mga ganong ibubuhay.
At saka malaking bagay yung mga Pilipino na like OFW, actually the contributing remittance to the country, no? So isang ano talaga, parang suitcase island talaga siya. Mostly maraming mga OFW. Doon yung mga bahay nila. Makikita mo sa rice field, biglang may mga yellow na bahay, semento, may mga kulay blue, mga pink. Yan, mga OFW yun kasi gusto rin nila magpatayo ng mga. Kung may sarili-sarili silang mga konsepto, mga kulay, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganun eh, yung mga improvements. So, at saka yung painting ko, it's more very basic color, parang tropical, basically like green, what you see, what you get, the kind of colors. So I try to illustrate that image that it's more like a province, and it's also traditionally kind of painting that's easy to act, it's easy to look, and the narrative of our, you know, Filipino kind of psychic.
Nakita ko nga na nung pumasok ako doon sa preview mo ay para rin akong nakabalik sa Pilipinas kasi yung mga larawan, lalo na yung malalaki mong mga gawa, Pilipinas na Pilipinas eh, parang tumitingin ka lang sa ano, nandun ka sa balkon, di ba, may view. Pagka,
yeah, siguro diasporic din yan, di ba, parang diaspora effect na, di ba, at saka may pagkakunting patriotic, which is, I don't want to, you know, parang, but dahil dito ka nga nakatira sa Australia, it makes you think where you come from, where's your background, and that's sometimes that you feel comfortable doing that. But it's also because you want to show it in Philippines, so I guess that's kind of view where you want to look at, you know, to show. Although the art is a very contemporary, maraming ibang genre, but I think in my background, it's just really basically I do it just where I'm coming from, the way where how I grown up and all that.
Nung nakaraang taon, meron kang exhibit na muling nagbalik dahil parang natigil siya, no, nung pandemya.
Mm-hmm.
Pero binabalik mo siya sa Pilipinas, pabalik-balik.
Yeah.
Bakit?
Kasi dito, I don't have what I'm doing here is quite different. Usually I circulate doing like art workshop and working in school. But with exhibition, I don't really find a gallery here that I could show my work. So Manila, Philippines, it's a kind of, I have a gallery there. So also the idea is I want to keep in touch, in that I will not disappear there. So that's the doing an exhibition once a year or keep the gallery. It's a good way, you know, of maintaining that relationship, because then my art practice, it's kind of still alive in some way, that, you know, to keep otherwise making works in Australia, you don't have place to show.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes we organize local show here in a small gallery or create a kind of small like craft art space or something, for example, like that. But more of an initiative, of a community initiative.
Noong 2024, imprints na palabas sa Ballarat Art Gallery, isang malaking exhibit yon. At balita ko, iuuwi mo rin yung bahagi nun?
Yes, that's the idea also to show.
Alt Fair, ngayong Pebrero.
One of the sculpture, which is the same kind of idea. I brought it for the show in Alt Philippines, which is a kind of art fair in Manila in this mid-February. So the work is already there, actually, I send it. So that's a group show. So probably only one or two sculpture. I'm showing it there.
Pero sa Marso, solo exhibit.
Sa Marso, it's fully painting sa drawing room. Usually painting, and that's painting. It's more. Actually, most of this work, it's response also to the sculpture, because in sculpture, there's a lot of some images on it inside gantangan box. Some of that images, I created a painting.
Parang naging inspirasyon ng mga painting.
Parang yung idea, hindi lumalayo. Ganun pa rin yun, dun pa rin pinanggagalingan niya, which is like the rural area community project. In the rural, in like basically Palawan, like that, where I used to stay.
So, Diok, no, pinapakita mo yung mga gawa mo dito sa Australia at nakikita sa Pilipinas. Napansin mo ba yung may pagkakaiba ba sa nagiging reaksyon ng audience mo dito, ng mga karamihan mga Australiano, at sa Pilipinas?
Yeah, I think here, the good thing here, people are it kind of appreciates where you're coming from because of the work. So I'm basically, I'm showing my work that could relate, that's where, what is my background. And some people get relate, very emotional, you know, because you're showing the state of the country, you do how the culture, how it's been used, the materials and all that. So it's quite interesting because it's good also to Australian to show that. And, you know, like, especially if you are an indigenous artist, that's what they do also. Mm-hmm. So I guess as a Filipino artist, you have to show that where your background, where you're coming from. But I think sometimes it makes me think also that I have to consider myself also living here in Australia and what is my view being in Australia, which is actually makes me think about this work that I'm working with, the Suitcase Islands painting. I was thinking, oh, maybe the next time I have to think really what I'm here, what I'm doing. And I'm already like 25 years here in Australia. Mm-hmm. So I have to consider that in some way. That, so, you know, it's not about Philippines. It's just being you, I guess, at the end of it. And, you know, as an art practitioner, it's not necessary, actually. For the moment, I'm very patriotic, I guess, in my work. Just only focus to my culture, my background.
Pero yun nga, di ba, sabi mo, yun yung paraan mong binabahagi mo sa mga...
Yeah, it's very important. Actually, it's very important for us here in multiculturalism that we have to show who we are. Then that's how we are. We feel comfortable. But at the same time, we also try to understand who we are here, what we're doing here. How do we look at Australia? How we look at community? And that's also good. But I think it's important that you don't forget yourself. So, yeah, I think it's nice that start like that to begin with. You know, it's always good that you have a basic foundation to your work, that kind of narrative. Because painting is a technique. You know, you learn how to paint, photography or printmaking, it's a technique. But I think idea you have to kind of look for it, who really you are. It's become like identity. Mm-hmm. You look for it. And that's a process of quite long of practice.
Good luck sa nalalapit na art fair at sa iyong solo exhibit sa drawing room. Maraming salamat, Diokno Pasilan.
Maraming salamat din, Del, for the opportunity to talk to you.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.